This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So out here in California, we are bracing for yet another dry winter as the drought drags on. It is, of course, a stressful time for farmers, especially those with water-loving crops like tomatoes. But some farmers, they have found a solution, and that is with hydroponic farming. This type of farming uses less than 10% of the water needed to grow tomatoes in the field. Seems like a no-brainer, right? For the planet, for the grocery bill. KCRW's Kaylee Wells explains how it's a bit more complicated than it seems.
Tomato farmer Scott Balick walks between rows of tomato vines that climb wires strung from the beams of a greenhouse. There's no soil. Their roots are submerged in little bags. So every drop of water he uses goes directly to the plant. He reaches down and pulls out a water dropper.
We're pretty precise. Our drippers are pressure compensated, and they're literally putting out half a gallon per hour.
When his grandfather started this farm back in the 70s, growing tomatoes inside greenhouses was a pretty radical idea. Now, about a third of fresh tomatoes grown domestically and then sold at a grocery store or a farmer's market are grown like this. But actually, that does not account for the bulk of the tomatoes grown in the U.S. Most tomato crops are processing tomatoes, meaning they get canned, bottled, and jarred into soups, ketchups, and salsas. And in that sector, hydroponics isn't catching on, says UC Davis agricultural economist Dan Sumner.
Because the labor and the capital of a greenhouse, for example, is so much more than the water cost is.
The processing tomatoes can be picked by machines. That holds down labor costs. Moving the tomatoes inside and using hydroponics would mean paying for people to pick them. Still, Sumner says over time, profitable farming in California will get harder. He says he's already seeing water-intensive crops like hay and corn leave the state. But he says tomatoes are safe for now.
There's a ways to go on those crops before we check off the boxes and get down to processing tomatoes.
And if ever it does get to that point, he says the tomatoes likely won't move to greenhouses. They'll move to somewhere like Mexico, where labor is cheaper.
I don't envision, and I haven't heard anyone talk about a period of time in which we'd grow indoor tomatoes in California for processing. It's much more likely that they might be grown somewhere else, some other part of the world.
Hydroponics has the best chance of catching on with the small local farms where big machines and international relocation aren't really an option. Scott Balick says it's most affordable for him to grow that way. After his outdoor competitors harvest the last of their summer crop, he keeps making money all winter long.
In a way, it balances out. We're able to grow 365 days. With that, you know, we're getting more crops. In the field, you're only going to do maybe one a year because it's seasoned. It's based on the season.
But hydroponics doesn't make financial sense for all growers. A few stalls down from the Balicks at the farmer's market, competitor Sunrise Organic Farms from Santa Barbara still grows its tomatoes outside. Samantha Watson with Sunrise Organic Farms points out that greenhouses are a big investment.
At the size that we are, they're very expensive. We deal with a lot of wind in our community as well. So, like, you could spend days building them, pay your whole crew, and then you get a bad wind, and you're like, well, there goes the greenhouses.
The vine-ripe tomatoes from Balick Farms and Sunrise Organic Farms both cost about $4 per pound at the farmer's market. For now, these two farms have come up with different ways to stay in the tomato business with the water they have. But as California's water continues to get more scarce, their calculations might have to change. In Southern California, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.